So we continue to hear in our first readings these wonderful works of the early church, how the church is spreading. And now we turn, starting yesterday really, we turn our gaze and our gospel towards an anticipation of the ascension and ultimately towards Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus is talking, like he talked yesterday, about sending this advocate, this helper. And I think one of the dangers that we run into, probably in our day, maybe in everybody's day, but we run into this danger that we hear these great things going on in the early church in our first readings, and we get this all through Easter season. The church is growing. God is at work. Believers are growing in numbers, and great things are happening, and that's no different this morning. Paul is making disciples and turning people into believers on his missionary journeys into Macedonia, into Europe, even at this point. And one of the dangers that I think that we can fall into is we can think that the Holy Spirit, this third person of the Trinity, our patron here at the cathedral, somehow was at work in the early church more so than he's at work today. Somehow the Holy Spirit was more powerful in the early church than he is today. And it's easy, I guess, to fall into that. And you can understand why people would think that way, although I think that's wrong thinking. But you can understand it. I mean, look at the world today. And I don't know if you watch the news or read the news. I probably do too much of that. But we have good reason to be concerned about things. We've got half our country seems to be in a place where they not only support abortion, but they support not only late-term abortion, but even abortion right up to the moment of birth or maybe even right after. We have a large percentage of the population that seemingly is willing to give hormones to young children to try to change a gender that can't be changed, to perform surgeries on young children. We have wars that are being perpetuated for profit. We have legal processes that don't seem to be just. We have a lot of reasons to fall into this despair and think somehow subconsciously the Holy Spirit somehow is not as powerful or not as active today as he was in the early church. But that would be a trap. The better way to see the world that we live in today is to see it as a rebellion. Evil's not more powerful. There's not more evil in the world at work, but it's being churned up. And it's being churned up because the Holy Spirit is at work in the world. And if you stop and you reflect on the good things that are happening, whether it's the national things like Roe versus Wade being overturned, or the good things in your own homes and in your own hearts that are happening. God is at work every day. He is just as powerful. And Jesus says that he gives these teachings. I have told you this so that you may not fall away. Our job is to turn our gaze this week, especially leading up to Pentecost, to the Holy Spirit, our patron, and see how he is at work in our lives and in our communities, and understand that the evil that exists is not greater, is not more powerful, but it's being churned up. It's almost like when you are in your speedboat and you hit the idle and you push the gas, that propeller spins and churns up all this dirt. There's not more dirt there. It's just being churned up. It's a reaction to something. And the evil in our world is a reaction to the working of the Holy Spirit. So let us not despair. Let us this week turn our gaze to the Holy Spirit, start the novena on Saturday if you're so inclined to do so, and of course, turn to our Lord in the Eucharist who we'll receive this morning.